This is the Verstandig Media's Ask the Expert podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Verstandig Media's Ask the Expert. My name is Katie and I will be your host for today. I'm joined today by Jess and Andrea of Family Care Services. Ladies, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really anxious and excited to hear about your company and your program because it's something I'm not familiar with and I know that it's something that's probably very needed in the community. So I'm just going to let you start off by talking about what is life sharing and why is it so important?
So life sharing is a residential option for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're able to live with a caregiver in the caregiver's home, and the caregiver can support them in any way needed. They can help them with education, transportation, supervision, provide physical care needs, anything that they need to live a happy and successful life.
What are the requirements for somebody to become a caregiver?
Okay, so caregivers have to pass background checks. They have to have a physical. They have to complete some training, specialized training related to caring for individuals with intellectual disabilities and understanding the population and the level of support that's needed for the individual.
If somebody were taking in an individual in their home, they live with them for a minimal amount of time?
Nope. It can be whatever fits. So we have a contract agreement with the caregiver. So the caregiver's home gets licensed. They complete requirements annually to maintain license and keep their home open. And as long as the individual and the caregiver are both happy with the arrangement, we've had caregiving arrangements go on for 20 plus years where individuals have lived with the same caregiver
Wow.
for that long.
Wow. What is the benefit of becoming a caregiver?
In my opinion, being a caregiver is very rewarding. You're helping an individual live their best life, get the best quality of life. They're a companion, a friend, a family member. So I think it's very rewarding for caregivers to help individuals.
This reminds me a little bit of like a mentoring situation, but with adults. Would that be an accurate way of looking at it?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. The caregivers are not the individual's parents. They're not replacing family. It's more of a mentorship, an opportunity for them to live with someone that can teach them life skills and can introduce them to new experiences in the community and just really be like a partner or a mentor, like you said.
Is the caregiver responsible for finding employment or is that already provided?
That's part of the team experience. It's all about what the individual wants to do with their life. If they want employment, if they want to participate in day program, if they want to volunteer in the community, the caregiver is part of a larger team that helps make all that happen for the individual.
Let's say that somebody was really interested in getting involved in the steps to becoming a caregiver, where would they start?
So the best place to start is familycareservices.org. We have a lot of information about life sharing on our website. Individuals can also put in a request to reach out to us and we can talk to them, have individual sessions. We offer info sessions at our agency. We would provide them an application that would have instructions for, you know, everything they needed to get prepared to submit with the application.
If somebody were a caregiver and they had somebody come in and into their home and let's say it wasn't working out for some reason, what would be the process in that type of situation?
So the caregiver or the individual can request at any time that they want to look for other residential options. We would explore what we have within our agency. A lot of times we do have some homes that have what we call vacancy or another spot for an individual. So we can do tours, meet and greets, you know, explore the other options. Or if we don't have anything within the agency, we can reach out to the county and see what other agencies or residential options might be available.
Have you been a caregiver, Jess?
I have never been a caregiver. Nope.
Andrew, have you been a caregiver?
No, I have not.
Do you have any stories that you would want to share about a really successful caregiving matchmake that comes to mind?
I think we're very lucky at Family Care Services because we have a ton of success stories. We have a caregiver recently that just retired. She was with us for 40 years. She provided some excellent care to a number of individuals with high medical support needs, and she did a fantastic job. So we really respect and appreciate everything she did. And she definitely made all of the lives better for the individuals that she cared for.
We had another family that had an individual for a couple of years, and it was a younger individual. He had just graduated from high school but wasn't ready to become independent yet. And so they helped him learn independent living skills. He was with them for a few years, and then he was able to transition into housing of his own with additional supports. So that family has maintained contact with that individual and continues to be a type of mentor for him, but he's now able to live independently. So there's quite a range of needs that the individuals in the program have.
And I bet that's such an incredible bond. Like, what a bond that they must have, and how rewarding that must be. Is there any kind of like financial compensation if somebody is a caregiver?
Yeah, so we pay caregivers a daily rate. Rates are based on needs group. So needs group correlates with the level of support that an individual needs. Needs group 1, 2, 3, and 4. Needs group 1 individual being someone who needs more supervision, verbal prompting, not as high of a support as someone at needs group 4. That's an individual that's going to need a higher level of support and a lot of physical assistance on a daily basis. So, you know, the rates are dependent on the score of the individual and the capacity of the home and everything. But yep, we pay a daily rate for caregivers.
What is the support that is, and you may have already touched upon this at the beginning, what kind of support are the caregivers receiving as well as they're going through the process?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have life sharing specialists that go out to the home on a biweekly basis, and they provide support as far as working with the caregiver to make sure that, you know, the appointments are scheduled and the medications are taken care of. They do like monitoring within the home. They give the caregiver the opportunity to talk about any concerns or ask questions. They also support the caregiver in making sure that they're meeting all their home requirement and training requirements. So we have that life sharing specialist kind of built in the program that is like the support person to support the home and the individual, the caregiver and the individual.
Does this cost any money to the family of the special needs child or adult?
So the program is funded through a waiver from the state of Pennsylvania. So a consolidated or a community living waiver is what they need to have for residential. And that is what actually helps pay for the service. So there is no cost to the family of the individual or the individual placed in service, other than there is a room and board rate that gets taken out of the Social Security daily. But the overall expense of the service is funded through the community living or consolidated waivers offered through Pennsylvania.
How many individuals do you have that need caregivers?
Well, currently we have 32 individuals that receive service. Mm-hmm. And we get referral calls, you know, periodically. It varies based on kind of what's happening. You know, we had a referral recently, unfortunately, for an individual that had an unexpected death of a family member. So therefore, it became emergent that he kind of get a home somewhere else, and they're looking into life sharing. So it's really just kind of person to person dependent, but we get routine regular calls for referrals.
Is there a way that somebody could get their feet wet or watch or kind of see the process before they fully commit?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always looking for caregivers who want to do what we call like substitute or backup care. Our caregivers are doing this 24/7. And although the individuals are part of their family, they at times, you know, need to get away for something. They might have a medical surgery or procedure coming up and they need another caregiver to care for that individual. So we are always looking for caregivers who want to get approved just to do some non-routine care and some periodic care. And a lot of times what we see is when they do that, when they get their feet wet, like you said, then they decide that they actually really enjoy it. And then they become like a long-term caregiver.
I don't know if this is a good question or not. I'm just wondering if someone decided to be a caregiver, can they also work a full-time job, or does this then become like their full-time position?
So it's really dependent on the caregiver and their level of support within a home. We have some caregivers that just do this work as their employment. We also have some homes where it is, you know, a caregiver and their spouse or partner. So between the two of them working either part-time or one working full-time, one part-time, they can provide the needed support and the transportation and everything that's needed within their schedule. So it's really just dependent on the family and the built-in support and how invested kind of everybody in the household is in the caregiving.
Are any of the individuals wheelchair bound?
Yeah, we have individuals who are completely mobile and individuals who rely on walkers and wheelchairs and things. So we really are dependent on the match. We think the match is really important. So we would obviously, you know, place an individual in a home that is handicap accessible.
Didn't have stairs. And
that the caregivers are comfortable with that level of support and can assist with transfers and anything that's needed. So, yeah.
How can people get in touch with you from both sides? If somebody wanted to be a caregiver or if somebody had an individual that needed somebody to help them with the caregiving?
So anybody that wants to be a caregiver, like I said earlier, can go on our website, familycareservices.org. They can also call our office, 717-263-2285. And ask to speak with myself, Jessica Coons, or Andrea Adams in the recruitment department. As far as individuals that are needing services, we receive our referrals through supports coordination agencies. So if an individual or family has a supports coordinator, they can let them know that they're interested in life sharing with Family Care Services. And that person will contact us and we'll get all the information needed to get the process started.
How did you get involved in this, Jess? I bet you have a story.
Well, I started in human services because I was set that I wanted to work with children. Mm-hmm. I had a passion to work with children. And then I had a child and I just felt really overwhelmed with the child system and working with children. So 11 years ago, I went to Family Care Services and started working in the intellectual and developmental disabilities program. And 2.5 years ago, I became a supervisor in the program. So I just really enjoy the individuals. They always bring a smile to my face. They're always excited to see us. They're very appreciative of the support and the care that they receive with the service. So it's really, really rewarding work.
I was a teacher, an elementary school teacher for almost 10 years. And I worked with a lot of special needs children. And I just know how rewarding that part of the job was. It really does fill a big part of your heart. So I can imagine, as a caregiver, it really, really is an enjoyable and rewarding thing to do.
Yeah, and it's great because the individuals really do become part of the family.
Sure.
It's not like work. They do everything with the family. They go out into the community. They get groceries. They go to church. They have holiday meals and dinners with the whole family. So there's compensation for it. There's pay for it, but it's not like work.
Mm-hmm. If somebody were a caregiver and wanted to take like a vacation, would they have like a backup or a substitute caregiver? Like you said, would that be a situation where somebody would come in and assist so that the caregiver could take a vacation or do whatever they were going to be doing?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that's, again, caregiver preference. A lot of caregivers, because the individuals are like their family, they choose to take them along. They choose to make those memories with them and have those experiences. But if they're not able to for some reason or they choose not to, that's where we use those vacancies within our other home or the backup caregivers within the natural family system to provide care to the individuals while the family is on their vacation.
What is the age range of the individuals who need caregivers?
So we work with adults, so 18 to...
All the way up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need to have any kind of certification or anything to work with a special needs adult?
No, there's no requirement as far as formal education. I mean, we require the specialized training, you know, again, for understanding individuals with disability and that kind of care and, you know, rights and preferences. The big thing is that the individuals in our program are adults, mm-hmm. just like you and I. They have choice and control and freedom over their lives and how they live their lives. So we really just want caregivers to understand that they're more of a partner and a mentor. They're helping them live the life they want to live, you know, not a parent.
What a wonderful organization. You guys do great Thank work. You. Really, really great work. Do you offer any other types of services with family care services?
We do. We also have a foster care program and an adoption program. So we work with children who have entered the child welfare system due to trauma, abuse, neglect, and when they can no longer live with their families, we have foster families who provide services to make sure their needs are met and to be their kind of substitute family until they can go home. Or if their goal changes, then that family may have the option to adopt that child. So we provide services to those children and to the families who are interested in doing that as well.
You guys are angels. You really are. what an incredible company. So again, if somebody was looking to get more information, they could go online to familycareservices.org. The phone number is 717-263-2285. Any other way that they can get in touch with you, Facebook, social media?
We do have a Facebook page, so you could find us, Family Care Services, on Facebook. You could stop by the office.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have people just stop by the office to ask questions or find out more.
I'm sure that anybody listening is going to have questions, you know, because it's something that you know is going to be so rewarding and bring you so much joy, but you probably have a lot of questions jumping into something like that. So yes, definitely encourage anybody to stop by, get in touch with you, ask questions, learn more, and just do that, really do the good in the community, because that's what we need. If we need the good in the community. So it's been really a pleasure talking to you both and getting to know about Family Care Services. It's really inspiring.
Thank you. We do have an information night every other month where we share with families about our programs so they can learn more even just by coming to that.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jess and Andrea, for taking the time to talk with me today. Again, my name is Katie. This is Ask the Expert, and have a wonderful afternoon.
This has been Ask the Expert, a Verstandig Media production.